Tonight, I will share with you 15 ancient teachings, each one a lantern lighting our path toward rest. These are not stories to grasp or remember, but gentle streams to float upon, carrying you deeper into the quiet country of sleep. Let your body settle into whatever softness holds it now. There is nowhere else to be, nothing else to do. We have all the time that exists, which is only ever this moment, and this one after. The first story begins in a monastery nestled in mountains so old they have forgotten their own height, worn smooth by centuries of wind and rain, standing patient as breath itself. There was a young monk named Kenzo who kept his meditation beads in a wooden box beside his sleeping mat. These were no ordinary beads. They had belonged to his grandfather, who had received them from his teacher, who had carried them on pilgrimages across lands Kenzo had only seen in dreams. The beads were made of sandalwood, dark with the oil of countless hands, each one worn smooth by decades of prayers. Kenzo counted them every morning and every evening, feeling their weight slide through his fingers, their familiar rhythm marking time like a heartbeat outside his own body. One autumn morning, Kenzo woke before dawn to join the other monks for walking meditation in the garden. The air was cool and sharp, carrying the scent of chrysanthemums and wet stone. He reached for his beads from their box and his hand met only emptiness. At first, he thought he had simply reached wrong in the darkness. He felt again, more carefully. Nothing. He lit a candle. The box was empty. And then he remembered, with a feeling like ice water filling his chest, that he had taken his beads to the mountain temple 3 days before to meditate at the grave of his grandfather. He had set them down on the stone altar there, and he had walked away without them. The mountain temple was half a day's journey. He would miss morning meditation, miss the abbot's teaching, miss the afternoon work in the garden. But more than this practical concern, something else gripped him. Those beads had never been separated from him since the day his grandfather pressed them into his 10-year-old hands. They had rested beside his head every night. They had moved through his fingers during every moment of doubt, every surge of joy, every spell of sorrow. Without them, he felt untethered, as if part of his own body had been left behind in that distant temple.